This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
I'm going to do what I've never done before. Say, no limitation.
No limitation.
Something has entered me. I wasn't there. I almost said, look at the person on your left and right and say, no limitation. Don't worry. It's laughing. All right. Let's rise to our feet as we welcome all the way from Chicago. Pastor, play 60 minutes, 1 hour. Pastor John Hanna.
Hallelujah. 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 So I've spoken on this before, that God is always attracted to sound. When you study the scripture in Revelation, the Bible says, when he sits on the throne, the four beasts consistently cry, holy, 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 Lord God who was and is to come. And then the elders take off their crowns and they cast them. So he's surrounded by sound and movement. So when you want God to come in your midst, silence does not attract him. You must give him what he's used to. You give him what he's used to. You create the atmosphere. You create the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be seated. I am honored to be here, and I know that my steps are ordered by God. I thank God for Pastor Poju and his amazing wife on today. We honor the Lord for them on today. I love coming here. I love coming here, like, for real. So if you ever come to America and you come to my church, I've turned the hallways of our church into an art gallery that literally every time I go to Lagos, Abuja, Ghana, South Africa, I leave and go to the locals to see the local artists, and I literally collect their art. So when you walk down our halls, you get to see what's going on in Lagos. You get to see what's going on in Ghana. So our whole church is filled with nothing but African art. It is literally an art gallery. And so I am grateful to be here. In the lobby, if you go out, you'll get my books. You can see my books. I wrote 3 books. One is entitled, What to Do While You're Waiting. I did not become a senior pastor until I was 40. And I had to wait on the Lord. Another one is called Desperate for Jesus. How do you maintain your fire? I got saved at 17, and on November the 22nd, I turned 60.
Wow.
And he has literally kept me, but I don't want to lose my passion for God. How many of y'all want to maintain your passion for God? My passion. Keep the fire burning, God. Regardless of how old I get, I want to keep my passion. And the next book is entitled Just Pray. I started a prayer ministry when I went away to college. We've been doing a 4 a.m. prayer meeting in the United States every second and fourth Tuesday for the last 13 years. Why? Because we believe in the power of prayer. If anything I can say to Africa is, you have raised the bar when it comes to prayer. I beg you, don't lose your passion for prayer. Don't lose your sound. Because the world is listening to what's going on over here. Do you hear me? Don't lose your sound. All right? I want to get into this because I know we want to spend some time on the altar. I really want to talk to those of us that God has called us to different seats. Like for some of you all, you work in ministry. You're a wife, you're a husband, you're a businessman. Then you serve in different capacities in church. If you're not careful, you cannot let anything break you. He would not give you more than what you can handle. Can you do me a favor? Just touch someone and tell them, you have the capacity to do this. You cannot break. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? If you study the scriptures, when the 3 wise men brought Jesus the gifts, they brought him 1 gold. Gold symbolized that he would be the king. They brought frankincense, which symbolized his priesthood. Then they brought myrrh, which symbolized him being a prophet. He's the only one in the New Testament that holds three seats at one time. If you study the Old Testament, there is one man, pay attention, that holds three seats at one time. And I need some of you all to be careful that you don't compare yourself to other people. That God has called you to do multiple things. Everybody can't do what you do. So you have to be careful that you don't go and ask people, what do you think? They cannot have an opinion about you because they don't have the capacity to do it. I need you to touch the one on your right and your left and tell them, you have the capacity to do this. Tell them again, you have the capacity to do this. Touch them and tell them, you cannot break. You cannot give up. So now let's look in the Old Testament and allow me to show you one man that holds three seats at one time. And his name is Samuel. If you study the scripture, the Bible lets us know that his mother's name was Hannah. We understand that she could not have children. Watch me. Bible says, and the Lord closed her womb. There was nothing wrong with her. The Lord just had her womb on hold. For many of you are under the sound of my voice, there is nothing wrong with you. You are just on hold. And in the right time, in the right season, God's going to open you up and bless you in ways that's going to blow your mind. Anybody can have a baby, but it takes a special person to birth history. I'll say that again. Anyone can have a baby. Hannah, you're not anyone. When you do give birth, you're going to break history. When you do give birth, you're going to do something that no one has ever done. This is why I tell people, delay does not mean denial. As a matter of fact, watch this, every delay is going to be to your benefit. Oh my God, I need to stress that because some of y'all didn't get it. Hear me clearly. Every delay is going to be to your benefit. Every delay is going to be to your benefit. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you're going to reap if you faint not. Come on, open your mouth and declare, every delay is going to be to my benefit. Say it again. Every delay is going to be to my benefit. So then she gives birth to Samuel. Allow me to show you the three seats. Number one, he is a prophet. If you look at the screen in 1 Samuel 3 and 19, the Lord was with Samuel as he grew up. And he let none of Samuel's words fall to the ground. Here's the line. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord. So the first seat that he sits in is that he is a prophet. Bible says that whatever came out of his mouth, it never hit the ground. Whatever he spoke took legs and began to walk out. He sat in the seat of the prophet. The second seat that he sits in is the seat of the judge. If you look at the screen, 1 Samuel 7 and 16. From year to year, he went on a circuit from Bethel to Gilgal, a Mizpah. Judging Israel in all those places. In other words, God would bring people to him and he would have to settle their issues. He would have the wisdom to deal with difficult situations. And many of you all, this is why God always sends people your way, because you have the wisdom to settle issues. You do not stir up controversy. Wherever you go, you bring peace. Wherever you go, you settle issues. You do not operate or function in chaos, but you bring peace. Watch this. Bible, let's read it. The Bible says, as a judge, but he always went back to Ramah, where his home was. Pay attention to this. And he also held court for Israel. Here's the line I want you to get. And he built an altar there to the Lord. The only way that I can deal with people and their issues is that I have to stay on the altar. The only way that I can deal with controversy is that I have to stay on the altar. The only way that I could maintain my wisdom and my insight is that I have to stay on the altar. I am begging some of you all, build your home on the altar. Make sure that you always lay before God so he can consistently give you the wisdom that you need, watch me, to deal with people. Every leader under the sound of my voice, there is one prayer that Solomon prayed that I do my best to tell every leader, every pastor that you need to pray. Solomon prayed one prayer. What was that prayer? He said, Lord, watch this, teach me how to go in and out among your people. In other words, everybody cannot be handled the same way. So you need the wisdom of God on how to go in and come out among God's people. Some people you can be harsh with. Other people you have to be delicate with. You need the wisdom of God to deal with people on your job. You need the wisdom of God to deal with people in church. You need the wisdom of God to deal with people in your community. Why? Because you stay on the altar. He set what as a prophet? He set what as a judge? And the last thing, he set as a priest. He is a priest. Watch this. Look at the screen. 1 Samuel 10 and 1. Then Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it on Saul's head and kissed him, saying, has not the Lord anointed you ruler over his inheritance? What is he doing? He's anointing the first king over Israel. When it was time for David to be anointed, what did he do? 1 Samuel 16. Watch me. So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. What is he? He's an oil carrier. He's an oil carrier. He is a priest. He's one that intercedes for people. For many of you on the sound of my voice, watch me. People won't pray, but they'll come to you for prayer, which means that you are an oil carrier. Whoever sit next to you, you should be bearing oil. Whoever comes around you, we pray that the oil of God comes out of you. I pray that you're sitting next to somebody who is an intercessor, who knows how to pray with you, who knows how to lay hands on you, and they carry the oil. Do me a favor. Touch someone on your right and your left and tell them, I decree and I declare that 2024 is going to be an amazing year for you. Come on, I need the oil to flow. I need the oil to flow. I need the oil to flow. Come on here. Touch someone and say, I decree and I declare. I decree and I declare. I decree and I declare that 2024 will be an amazing year for you. What did I teach you yesterday? By this time next year, you're going to get everything that God has in store for you. Come on, you all. Come on. I need the oil to flow. I need the oil to flow. I don't just want you to say it, but when you speak it, you speak it with power. When you speak it with authority. You sit in the seat of an intercessor. Touch someone else again and say, hey, I decree and I declare that 2024 will be your year, will be your year, that God will open doors for you, that he will make a way for you, that he will bind the enemy in your life, and that no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. I decree and I declare, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what God has in store for you. I don't just want you to say it, but I need you to say it with power. I need you to say it with authority. So he sits, look at me, as a priest. He sits as a judge. He sits as a prophet. Watch me. At the same time, I need you to hear me. He sits as a prophet. He sits as a priest. He sits as a judge. How many of you all know that you're not like a one-lane person, that God has you in different areas, ministering in different areas? If that is you, raise your hand. If that is you, raise your hand. How many of you all, you work every day, but you also serve in church, but you also do other things outside the church? If that is you, raise your hand. If that is you, raise your hand. If that is you. How many of y'all that are in school, you're in school, but you're going to work at the same time? As you're going to work, you're still doing ministry. If I'm talking to you, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Those of you that know that sometimes you can become just a little overwhelmed sometimes. Sometimes it feels as if it's too much. If I am talking to you, come on, let's be open, honest, and transparent. Let's not fake and try to be something that we're not. If I'm talking to you, can you just raise your hand? Have you ever felt overwhelmed? I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, but sometimes this becomes too much. Is there anybody that ever felt like this is too much? I need you to make sure you sit around someone who's going to be honest. If I am talking to you,
Please raise your hand. Please raise your hand. Leave your hand up. Do me a favor. Do me a favor. Because I need us to identify with one another. Find at least two people whose hands are raised and tell them, you have the capacity to do this. You have the capacity to do this. You have the capacity to do this. You were created for 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 this. Please listen to me. When I look back over my life and I looked at how the Lord used me, even in Chicago right now, at one point on Sundays, our church was growing so big. It consists of over 20,000 members. I was preaching four times every Sunday, 7:30, 9:30, 11:30, and 1:30. I did a Bible study on Tuesday. I did another Bible study on Thursday. I did 4 a.m. prayer, and I traveled in between. That was a lot. That was a lot for one man. And someone asked me, how do you do all of this? Watch me. And you do it in such a spirit of excellence. It cannot be you. It is greater than you. It is greater inside of you that is allowing you to do what you do. The worst thing that you could do is to think that you're doing this on your own. Those of you that know that God has given you the capacity to do what you do, and it's no goodness of your own. It's nothing but the mercy and the grace of God. I need you to lift your hand. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me. I need you to shift from the seat of it's too much and go into the seat of gratitude, that you are grateful that God handpicked you to handle everything. Can you lift your hands and worship God for 5 seconds? Watch me. You're not complaining. You're grateful. 5, 4, 3. Come on, we got to encourage one another, because the devil desires to sift you. The enemy wants you to stop. The enemy wants you to quit, but quitting is not an option. Please obey me. Please obey me. Please obey me. Some of y'all are sitting next to someone who was ready to get up, but God sent you to this conference to make sure that you get everything that you need. I need you to obey me. I need you to obey me, because when you grab someone's hand, you're going to snatch them out of the spirit. You're going to snatch them out of the hand of the enemy. Touch at least three people. Repeat after me. You have the capacity to do this. You have the capacity to do this. You, my brothers and my sisters, you have the capacity to do this. You could work. Yes. You could serve. Yes. You could run a business. Yes. You could do ministry. Yes. You got this. 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 You are going to succeed in everything that you do. You would not fail at anything. Okay. Let's go. You ready? Now I need your attention. How did he become all of this? You have to hear me now. How did you become all of this? Number one, you were chosen. You were hand-picked by God. What do you mean? Bible, please listen. After Hannah had him, Bible, 1 Samuel 1:24. After he was weaned, watch the scripture. She took the boy with her, young as he was, and did what? Along with the 3-year-old bull, an ephah of flour and skin of wine. Here it is, and brought him. To the house of the Lord at Shiloh. The moment that he was weaned, she brought him to the house of the Lord and she left him there. If you study the scripture, go down to the 28th verse. So now she says this, I give him, watch me, to the Lord. For his whole life, he will be given over to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. Touch your neighbor and say, you were chosen for this. Touch him again and tell him, you were chosen for this. Now I need your attention. You didn't pick him. He picked you. You didn't choose him. He chose you. Before your mother and your father ever got together, he had already ordained you. Back it up with scripture. Remember Isaac? Before he was even conceived, the angel had already told him, Isaac will be chosen by God. Can we talk for a minute? Remember John the Baptist? Before he was even conceived, the angel had already spoken to the Father in the temple and told Bible. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, you were chosen for this. Look at me. Look at the screen in Jeremiah. Look what he says in Jeremiah. Before I formed you in the womb, I already knew you. Before you were born, hey, I set you apart. Hey, I appointed you as a prophet. You were handpicked. Please listen to me. My mother and my grandmother always made sure that I knew that I was chosen by God. My mother told me that one Friday night she was in church when she was pregnant with me, and the power of the Lord came in the building, and she said that I started kicking in her womb. She ran to my grandmother and told my grandmother, I think I'm having a miscarriage. My grandmother turned around and laid her hands on her stomach and said, you're not having a miscarriage. Your baby just got picked by God. You were chosen before you even hit the earth. You were chosen. You're not like everybody else. I need your attention. Please listen to this. Was Samuel the only one that Hannah had? No. Can I show you? She went on to have more children. Look at the screen in 1 Samuel 2:21. And the Lord was gracious to Hannah. Watch this. She gave birth to 3 sons and 2 daughters. Meanwhile, where's Samuel? The boy Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord. In other words, he could not be in the house with his siblings or his parents. He had to remain in the house of God. Some of you all, I need you to hear me. There's always been some distance between you and your family. There's a part of you that feel like you don't fit in. I need your attention. I used to have daddy issues. I used to feel that I wanted my father in my life. My father could not be in my life because he couldn't make me the man that I am. Listen to me. My father got out of prison and my mother sent me over my father's house. My father was the first one to teach me how to smoke marijuana. What he was doing was he was trying to pass on generational curses. But what he didn't know is that God had already handpicked me. So while he's trying to teach me to be like him, I can't be like him. I have to be like God. Watch me. I used to look at other families and think, how come I can't have a family like that? When you know that you've been handpicked by God, please listen, you cannot struggle with abandonment issues. When you know that you've been handpicked by God, you cannot struggle with rejection. The enemy will try to put rejection on. Look at me. You have to get a revelation on why God has kept you distance even from your family. Please listen. I brought my biological brother with me today. I need you to watch this. My biological brother, by my father, I did not meet him until I went to my father's funeral. When I got to my father's funeral, stand up, Benaiah. This is my blood brother that I did not meet until I went to my father's funeral. Watch me. We would have ever known that God would have it, that he would now work for me and travel the world with me. How do you script this? You don't. You know that all things work together for the good. Wait. Everybody that ever struggled with family issues, no embarrassment, no shame. Let's be honest. Can you please raise your hand? If you know that I am talking to you, if you don't mind, no shame, no embarrassment, I need you to get revelation. Your steps have been ordered by God. He literally handpicked you and kept you distanced from your family. Why? Because you're a curse breaker. Because you are a history maker. Those of you that know that you're different from your family, listen, the enemy wants to make you feel guilty. The enemy wants to make you feel shame. The enemy wants you to struggle with rejection. The enemy wants you to struggle with low self-esteem. But once you get the revelation that it was God that handpicked you, then you can give God glory for everything. You can thank God that he did not, come over here. If you know that everybody, wait. Everybody that had family issues, I am going to have you to do something so crazy because you're about to confuse the enemy. You're about to let the devil know that he did not win because you used to struggle with rejection and abandonment issues, but now you give God glory for everything because you know that all things work together for the good. Those of you, hey, listen up. Those of you that ever had family issues, I need you on the count of three to get ready to give God the craziest praise you gave. Why? Because he handpicked me. Those of you that know that I am talking to you, get on your feet and release the praise right here. Go. On your way to your seat, I need you to test three people and say, it didn't work. It didn't work. It didn't work. It did not work. It did not work. You can be seated. It did not work. It did not work. It did not work. I am not like my family. I've been handpicked. It did not work. I am not like my family. He chose me. It didn't work. I am not like my family. Whatever whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, he justified. Whom he justified, he glorified. Touch somebody else and say, it did not work. Ready? So how do you become this? How do you become this? After you realize that you were handpicked, you were chosen. You were chosen. Rosotore Bigandarabasaya. You were chosen. You're gonna be the first one to do it. You're gonna be the first one to be it. You're going to be the first one to break through it. Here's the line. Your children would never go through what you've been through. If you don't release a praise right there, if you don't release a praise right there, if you don't release a praise right there, if you don't release a praise. Not only were you chosen, your passion is different. Your passion is different. Look at me. It's hard for people to understand you, especially your peers, because we have different desires. You want fame, I want God. You want title, I want his anointing. Give me a minute. Your passions are different. He was in the house when he was dropped off. Please listen. He was dropped off with the priest whose name is Eli. Eli has two sons who are around the same age as Samuel. Please listen. The Bible refers to Eli's sons, pay attention to this, as the sons of Belial. The word Belial means worthless. The word Belial means worthless. And these are his peers. But where is Samuel? Look at the screen. 1 Samuel 2:17. This sin of the young men was very great in the Lord's sight. For they were treating the Lord's offering with contempt. Where is Samuel? But Samuel was not like his peers. But Samuel was not like his peers. He was ministering before the Lord, wearing a linen ephod. For many of you, you're not like your peers. Your passion is different. While they want to run the streets, you would rather be in the presence of God. While they want to go out, you would rather bask in his glory. Your passions are different. as the deer pants after the water brook, my soul pants after thee, O God. Is there anybody that realizes my passions are different? You want to please man, I want to please God. You want to be seen, I want him to be seen. I decrease as he increase. Your passions are different. You wait on the praise team to give God glory, I get out of the bed giving God glory. My passions are different. Where is Samuel? Please look at the screen. The lamp, Luke 3:1. The lamp of God had not yet gone out. Where's Samuel? Samuel was laying down in the house of the Lord. Where? Where the ark of God was. He's literally back basking under the glory of God. When you bask under the glory, you don't care what you look like. You don't care what you sound like. You know how to get on your face. Your passions are different. When you think about good God is to you, you begin to lift your hands and you worship. Those of you that know that your passions are different, lift your hands and I need you to open. No music, Danny. I only need to hear passion in the building. I only need to hear passions in the building. Even in church, there's some people in church that don't even understand you because your passions are different. If you are a worshiper, can I get you to lift your hands? If you love the glory of God, if you love the glory of God, if you love the glory of God, if you're addicted to the glory of God, his presence is more important than anything. Lift your hands and let me hear your worship for 10 seconds. I need to hear passion. 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 You were chosen. Your passions are different. This is why you could do what you do. You were chosen and your passions are different. 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 I need them. 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 I need him, 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 I need him. I want him, I want him, I want him, I want God, I want God, I want God, I want God. If you know what I'm talking about, where are the worshipers in the building? Where are those that want God more than you want anything? Lift your hands and let me hear you for the next 10 seconds. 10, 9, Rosato. Besheke, Randarama, Sheke, Shiki on the Nobosaya, Mandarama Siki on the end of the middle of the Bose, Roto Ribi and the middle of the Barana de Nabasi, Roto Ribi and the Baba 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 Baba. Come on, come on, come on, go up, go up, go up, go up. Go up for the next 10 seconds. I need you to go up. I need you to make sure you're maintaining your passion. I need you to make sure you're maintaining your passion. I need you to make sure you're maintaining your passion. You were chosen by God and you have the heart to do this. You were chosen by God and you have the heart to do this. Can I hear you? Can I hear passion? Can I hear passion? Can I hear passion for 10 more seconds? 10, 9, 8, Rosoto, Bisheke, Randanabasi, Andari, Andanabasi, Roto, Remi, Andanabasi, Andanaba, Mamma, 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 go out. Give me 5 more seconds. Give me 5 more seconds. Randana masi, roto rebi andana mi andana masi, roto rebi andana ba 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 ba. You got this. 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 You have the capacity to do this. You are hand picked to do this. You have the heart to do this. You have the heart to do this. You have the heart to do this. You have this. You got this. You got this. Oh, 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 do me a favor, touch your neighbor, tell him you were chosen for this. No, I need you to say it a little bit more. Touch him again and say, you were chosen for this. Turn and tell somebody else, you have the passion to do this. You have the passion to do this. You don't do it for money. You don't do it for fame. You don't do it to be recognized. You do it for His glory. You do it for His glory. You don't teach because you want to teach. You do it for His glory. You don't serve just so you can be seen. You do it for His glory. You have the passion for this. You have the passion for this. You ready? You ready? How are you able to do this? Because you were open. Because you were open. You did not allow your degree to define you. You did not allow your job to define you. Wherever the Lord needed you to go, you did it for His glory. You can bring it up on the screen. What do you mean? Look at this. You're open. Then the Lord calls Samuel. Samuel! Just like He calls Samuel is how He's calling you. Samuel! This is why some of you all, you can't sleep a full night. Because He's calling your spirit even in your sleep. Samuel! Look at me. What did Samuel do? He jumped up and he ran to flesh. He ran to the old man Eli. He said, did you call me? He said, I didn't call you. He went back and he laid back down. Soon as he laid back down, he called him again. Samuel! What did he do? He jumped up and he ran to man looking for answers. He ran to man looking for answers. Did you call me? I didn't call you. Go lay back down. When he went and laid back down, please hear me. Samuel! He jumps up again and he runs to Eli. Did you call me? Some of y'all, you keep running to men for answers. They don't have any answers for you. You keep running to people for their opinion. They don't have any opinion of you because what God is calling you to, they've never seen before. Look at me. The Bible says, then Samuel perceived that it was the Lord who was calling him. He said, the next time you hear that, and this is why you're at this conference, because He's about to give you clarity. He's about to give you direction. He's about to show you what your next is about to be. He said, the next time you hear this, please listen. I need you to say, speak. Your servant is listening. I came to get you today. I came to get you today. Because you cannot fail. You cannot quit. You were chosen. You have the passion to do this. And you're open. And you're open. Can I show you the last line? And he's blessing me. Verse 11. The Lord said to Samuel, see, I'm about to do something around you that will make the ears of everyone who hears about it tingle. God's about to make people's ears tingle when it comes to how He's about to use you for His glory. They won't be able to understand it, but they would know that God is with you. Please hear me. You don't have to like me, but you have to respect the oil that is on my life. I came to get you today. I came to get you today. Samuel! Samuel! You have the capacity to do this. You cannot break. You cannot break. You cannot live under stress. Stress is the silent killer. You must live a long life. You have to raise your children. You have to complete the assignment that is on you. Look at me. I found in scripture, look at me, that even when Moses felt like it was too much, can I show you when Moses prayed? Bring it up in Numbers. What happened? Bring the scripture up in Numbers when Moses prayed. If this is how you're going to treat me, please go ahead and kill me. If I found favor in your eyes and do not let me face my own ruin, it became too too much. I need your attention. That is a human feeling, but you are not human. You are spiritual. You, my brothers and my sisters, you sit in heavenly places. You don't sit like everybody else. You are completely different because he's graced you to do it. I came to get you today. I came to get you today. Everybody that's been feeling a little overwhelmed. Everybody that's been feeling this is too much. Everybody that's been feeling drained or tired. On the count of three, I need you to stand to your feet. I came to get you today. I came to get you today. I came to get you today. You were chosen. You have the passion for this. And you open to God getting the glory out of your life. If you know, some of you all just need a moment on the altar. You just need to get in this presence. I came to get you today. I cannot leave until we get in the presence of God. I cannot leave until you get your passion back. I cannot leave, look at me, until your heart is open again. Please, please, I need you to hear me. I built a facility in Chicago, and I told God, I am done. I don't want to do anything else. This thing has taken a toll on me. And a preacher came to Chicago, and he looked at me. He said, Pastor Hannah, God's not done with you yet. He still has more for you to do, but I couldn't receive it until I opened myself up to it. I came to tell somebody there's so much more he has for you today. He's not done with you yet. If you know that I am talking to you, everyone stand to your feet. And there are a few of you all, you just need a moment on the altar. Get out of your seat and meet me at the front. Get out of your seat and meet me at the front. Get out of your seat. Get out of your seat and meet me at the front. Stand. Stand when you come. Don't get on your knees yet. Stand when you come. Get out of here. It's too much. The business is too much. The family is too much. Your assignment is too much. I came to get you today. As the Lord calls Samuel, he's calling you. Samuel! Samuel! I call you because you have the capacity to do it. I call you because I know what I put inside of you. I call you because I know that I can trust you for my glory. I call you because you're not going to be like your family. I call you because you're open to me. You ready? Look at me. Look at me. Look at me, please. Look at me. You cannot quit. You cannot give up. Your ladder is going to be greater. So I begin to search the scriptures. How is Pastor Posey able to do what he do? How are you able to do what you do? It's not on you. I need to show you this. He's graced you for it. When he graces you to do something, he gives you the strength and the capacity to do it. Other people look at you and say, I don't know how you do it. They will never know because they don't have the grace to do it. Can I show you the scripture that Paul says to the Ephesian church? Bring it up on the screen. Verse 2. Surely you have heard about the administration, here's the line, of God's grace that was given to me for you. The only way that I am able to minister to you is that God's grace was given to me to do it. I need you to touch somebody and say, God's grace was given to you to do it. Come on, y'all. I need you to speak. Say, God's grace was given to you. God's grace, his strength, his wisdom, his insight. Come on, bring it up. Go down to the seventh verse. Seventh verse. Look at this. Look at this. Seventh verse in here. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's, his line, grace given me through the working of his power. So everything that you do, he has to grace you to do it. So when you do it, you don't do it in your own power. You do it in the grace that God has given you to do it. Come on, lift your hands and say, God, give me more grace to do it. Lift your hands and say, God, give me more grace to do it. And more power 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 to do it. You ready? Last verse. Look at the screen. Verse 8. Although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people. And some of y'all, you feel like you're the least of them. You are. This grace was given to me. This grace was given to me. This grace was given to me to do what I do, to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ. How are you able to do it? You must stay full of God's grace. Grab your neighbor by the hand. Grab your neighbor by the hand. Everyone stand to your feet and grab a neighbor by the hand. Glory's coming. Glory's coming. Glory's coming. You were chosen. You have the passion to do this. And you're open. I gotta make sure you got what I'm saying to you. You were chosen. You were chosen. Squeeze that hand and tell him, you were chosen. Every preacher, every teacher, every evangelist, every leader, you were chosen. You have the passion to do this. And you are open. Hold on, Daddy. We're about to call down the glory of God. The weight of God is about to fill this building. When the presence of God is in this building, I need you to go in. I need you to go after God like you've lost your mind. I need you to give God everything you have because he's about to fill you up. He's about to give you the grace to walk through fire. He's about to give you the grace to deal with people. He's about to give you grace to do what he's called you to do. You cannot do this on your own. He's about to give you the strength that you need. You will not be stressed out. You will not be burdened down. Take my yoke upon you and learn. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. He's about to get the weight of this thing off of you. He's about to make sure that you have the capacity. He's going to make sure you have the capacity. He's going to make sure you have the capacity to go between different cities, to fly to different locations, to make sure that you do everything that God has called you to do. Hold that hand. Roto rebi andadaba. Mandadaba shike to rebi andadaba si. Rosoto rebi andadaba. Bandadaba shiki ondani andoni andonabo saya. Mandadaba. I pray that you begin to stir the gift up. I pray that you begin to stir the fire up. I pray that you make their passion even greater. I pray, God, that you give them everything that they need. I come against a tired spirit. I come against a weary spirit. I come against a drained spirit. I rebuke the spirit of depression. I come against it in the name of the Lord Jesus. You were chosen by God. You were chosen by God. Hold that hand. Hira, Sheke, Roto, Shaya, Randanaba. You're holding the hand of another chosen person. Come on, let's get it together. Let's get it together. Shaya. Fill me up till I overflow. Fill me up till I overflow. Till I overflow. Every teacher, every preacher, every administrator, every parent, I'm begging you, get what you need. Push. Get what you need. You grace for this. You got this. We're about to call down glory. On the count of three, everyone in the building, I need you to call down the glory of God. Because everything you need is in His presence. Hold that hand, don't you let me go until we feel the glory of God. Get what you need. I'm begging you, get what you need. I'm begging you, get what you need. One. You're going to shout glory. Two, you're going to shout glory. Here it is. Three. Get what you need. Get what you need. You need. Now lift your hands and say, fill me up. Everybody say, feel me.
to worship. Lift your hands, let me hear your worship. Worship God that you were chosen. He handpicked you. Worship God that He gave you the passion to do it. Worship God that you're open to the voice of God. Come on, let me hear you. You got this. You got this. You were created for this. You were created for this. On your way back towards your seat, I need you to hug three people and tell them, you have the capacity to do this. Everyone has to hug three people and say, you have the capacity to do this. You're grace for this. You are 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 grace for this. You're the prophet, you're the priest, you're the judge. You're the prophet, you're the priest, you're the judge. You're grace for this. Hug three people on your way to your seat and tell them you're grace for this. You got this. You got this. You got this. You got this. You cannot quit. You cannot quit. Your grace for this. As they go back towards their seat, I need to walk through the worship. I need to hear you pray. I need to hear you worship. Every time I come here, I come to get some of Africa. Every time I come here, I ask God, lock it in me. Let me take it back to America. My church say, every time I come back different. Because I come to get a piece of Africa. Can I hear your worship? Your grace for this. Come on. I got 3 minutes. Let me hear your worship. I need you to hear your worship. I need to hear your worship. Come on, we got to get more grace. Come on, come on. I need you to hear your worship. I need to hear your worship. Come on, I'm walking through your worship. I'm walking through your worship. I need to hear your worship. You were chosen for this. I need to hear your worship. I need to hear your worship. Come on, I need to hear you. Come on, I got 2 minutes. I got 2 minutes. I got 2 minutes. I need to hear your worship. I need to be around those that have been graced to do this. I need to be around those that have been chosen by God. Come on, let me hear your worship. Glory. 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 I'm coming. Come on, I need to hear your worship. I need to hear your worship in the back. Let me hear your worship in the back. Let me hear your worship in the back. Let me hear your worship in the Ranamasi. Rosoto Ranamasi Andalama. Reseki Andalamasi Andalami Andalamosaya. Let me hear your worship in the back. Come on, I'm almost done. Let me hear your worship. Come on, let's feed off of one another. Let's feed off one another. Let's feed off one another. Let's get the strength we need. Come on, let me hear your worship. Come on, my time is almost up. Let me hear your worship. Let me hear your worship. Oh. Hey, Danny, cut the music. Let me hear your worship. Glory. Let me hear your worship. Come on, I'm about to turn the mic over. My time is up. Can I have one more minute of your worship? Can I have one more minute of your worship? This is how we get our strength. This is how we get our endurance. This is how we get the capacity to do what we do. Open your mouths and let me hear your worship. There it is. Put it in me. Lock it in me, God. Lock it in me. Lock it in me, God. Lock it in me. You were chosen for this. Here see. Mandara masiki ondo masaya. Mandara ma si. Hurandara ma.
I give you the press card. I give you the press card. You got this. You got this. You got this.
My assignment is complete. My assignment is complete. Everyone stand and send your worship in this direction. Everyone stand and release your worship in this direction. Give me 30 seconds of you releasing your worship towards this direction. I need to hear it. I need to hear it. I need to hear it. I got to take this back to America. I got to take this back to America. Rosoto mandalama siki andalama mandalama mandalia si rosoto randalama mande leke randalama si andalama mandalia mandalabosi randalama si andalama. You were chosen for this. You were chosen for this. You have the passion to do this, and you're open to this. You were chosen for 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 this, and you have the passion to do this. 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 My assignment is complete.
This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.